Section 12. Sharing your motorcycle. Riding in groups. Carrying passengers, cargo. Only experienced riders should carry passengers or large loads. The extra weight changes the way the motorcycle handles, balances, turns, speeds up and slows down. Before taking a passenger or heavy load on a street, practice away from traffic. Equipment. To carry passengers safely. Equip and adjust your motorcycle to carry passengers. Instruct the passenger before you start, and adjust your riding technique for the added weight. Equipment should include a proper seat, large enough to hold both of you without crowding. You should not sit any farther forward than you usually do. Foot pegs for the passenger. Firm footing prevents your passenger from falling off and pulling you off too. And equip the passenger with the same protective equipment recommended for operators. Adjust the suspension to handle the additional weight. You will probably need to add a few pounds of pressure to the tires if you carry a passenger. Check your owner's manual for appropriate settings. While your passenger sits on the seat with you, adjust the mirror and headlight according to the change in the motorcycle's angle. Instructing passengers. Even if your passenger is a motorcycle rider, provide complete instructions before you start. Tell your passenger to get on the motorcycle only after you have started the engine. Sit as far forward as possible without crowding you. Hold firmly to your waist, hips or belt. Keep both feet on the pegs, even when stopped. Keep legs away from the muffler, chains or other moving parts. Stay directly behind you, leaning as you lean, and avoid unnecessary talk or motion. Also, tell your passenger to tighten his or her hold when you approach surface problems, are about to start from a stop, and warn that you are about to make a sudden move. Riding with passengers. Your motorcycle will respond more slowly with a passenger on board. The heavier your passenger, the longer it will take to slow down, speed up or turn, especially on a light motorcycle. Always ride a little slower, especially when taking curves, corners or bumps. Start slowing earlier as you approach a stop. Open up a larger cushion of space ahead and to the sides, and wait for larger gaps to cross, enter or merge in traffic. Warn your passenger of special conditions, such as when you will pull out, stop quickly, turn sharply or ride over a bump. Turn your head slightly to make yourself understood, but keep your eyes on the road ahead. Carrying loads. Most motorcycles are not designed to carry much cargo. Small loads can be carried safely if positioned and fastened properly. Make sure to keep the load low, fasten loads securely, or put them in saddlebags. Piling loads against a sissy bar or frame on the back of the seat raises the motorcycle's center of gravity and disturbs its balance. Keep the load forward, place the load over, or in front of, the rear axle. Tank bags keep loads forward, but use caution when loading hard or sharp objects. Make sure a tank bag does not interfere with handlebars or controls. Mounting loads behind the rear axle can affect how the motorcycle turns and brakes. It can also cause a wobble. Distribute the load evenly, load saddlebags with about the same weight. An uneven load can cause the motorcycle to drift to one side. Secure the load, fasten the load securely with elastic cords, such as bungee cords or nets. Elastic cords with more than one attachment point per side are more secure. A tight load won't catch in the wheel or chain, causing it to lock up and skid. Rope tends to stretch, and knots come loose, permitting the load to shift or fall. And check the load, stop and check the load occasionally to make sure it has not worked loose or moved. Group riding. If you ride with others, do it in a way that promotes safety and doesn't interfere with the flow of traffic. Keep the group small. Small groups make it easier and safer for car drivers who need to get around them. A small number isn't separated as easily by traffic or red lights. Riders won't always be hurrying to catch up. If your group is larger than 4 or 5 riders, divide it up into 2 or more smaller groups. Keep the group together. Plan. The leader should look ahead for changes and signal early so the word gets back in plenty of time. Start lane changes early to permit everyone to complete the change. Put beginners up front, place inexperienced riders just behind the leader. That way the more experienced riders can watch them from the back. Let the tailender set the pace. Use your mirrors to keep an eye on the person behind. If a rider falls behind, everyone should slow down a little to stay with the tailender. And know the route, make sure everyone knows the route. Then if someone is separated, they won't have to hurry to keep from getting lost or taking a wrong turn. Plan frequent stops on long rides. Keep your distance. Maintain close ranks but at the same time keep a safe distance to allow each rider in the group time and space to react to hazards. A close group takes up less space on the highway, is easier to see and is less likely to be separated. However, it must be done properly. You should not pair up, never operate directly alongside another rider. There is no place to go if you have to avoid a car or something on the road. To talk, wait until you are both stopped. Maintain a staggered formation. This is the best way to keep ranks close yet maintain an adequate space cushion. The leader rides in the left side of the lane, while the second rider stays 1 second behind in the right side of the lane. A third rider maintains in the left position, 2 seconds behind the first rider. The fourth rider would keep a 2 second distance behind the second rider. This formation keeps the group close and permits each rider a safe distance from others ahead, behind and to the sides. Pass in formation. Riders in a staggered formation should pass one at a time. First, the lead rider should pull out and pass when it is safe. After passing, the leader should return to the left position and continue riding at passing speed to open room for the next rider. After the first rider passes safely, the second rider should move up to the left position and watch for a safe chance to pass. After passing, this rider should return to the right position and open up room for the next rider. Some people suggest that the leader should move to the right side after passing a vehicle. This is not a good idea. It encourages the second rider to pass and cut back in before there is a large enough space cushion in front of the passed vehicle. It's simpler and safer to wait until there is enough room ahead of the passed vehicle to allow each rider to move into the same position he or she held before the pass. Single file formation. It is best to move into a single file formation when riding curves, turning, entering or leaving a highway. Moped tips. An accidental takeoff can be a problem when a moped is on its kickstand with the motor running. Hold the rear brake on firmly. Driving a moped. A moped may be operated with a class license, instruction permit or restricted RM license. When traveling behind another moped, stay at least 2 vehicle lengths back and slightly to one side of the moped in front. Before a turn or stop, the driver in front should signal early, to give the driver behind plenty of warning. When making right turns, watch out for any car which may also be turning right. If it turns sharply, it could run your moped off the road or actually run into your vehicle. You're safest if you stay far enough behind and to the right of the rear bumper. Then, you're not in the motorist's blind spot and can watch his directional signals. Always signal properly. Use electric signals if your moped has them, or use hand signals. Hand signals, always given with the left hand, are for a left turn, the left hand and arm are extended horizontally. For a right turn, the left hand and arm are extended upward. To stop or slow, the left hand and arm are extended downward. Pedaling. Keep your feet on the pedals, even with the motor running. If you don't, the pedals may keep on turning and could hit the pavement when you lean to turn. When the motor is off, the moped should pedal like a regular bicycle. The chain should turn freely without touching the chain guard. Pedaling a moped is much tougher than a regular bike, however, and it's important to have your seat and handlebars adjusted to make pedaling easy. Your heels should be able to touch the ground while you are seated astride the saddle. This will allow your legs to almost straighten on each downward stroke. Pedal with the balls of the feet for maximum power with the least effort. You will often find it useful to pedal to help the motor when going up hills. Going downhill, don't pedal. Instead, turn off the motor and pump the brakes. Service and repair. Leave major repairs to dealers. Take your moped in for routine maintenance at regular intervals. For minor repairs, carry a set of small tools, including wrenches, screwdrivers, and pliers. Also carry extra light bulbs and a spare spark plug. Know how to fix a flat tire. Carry a spare tube, patch kit, and hand air pump, especially on longer trips.